today we'll be studying land law, and we'll be discussing on the introduction to the Nigerian land law, the legal concept of land, the major terminologies in land law, and the sources of the Nigerian land law. Land law is generally known as the law which regulates the rights to use land to the exclusion of others from the land. It studies how a land can be owned or possessed at a given time. Anderson, in his fifth edition of his land law book, describes that land law is concerned with the rights and obligations which exist over lands and buildings, how the rights are created, and how they are enforced, assigned, and extinguished. According to Olagbaye, it states that all life depends on land, since people are born in hospitals and homes are constructed on land. The basic needs of life are entirely derived from land, and land is thus the source of all material wealth. Properties are usually distributed into movable and immovable properties, and land falls into an immovable property or a real property. In Cheshire's Modern Law of Real Property, the 12th edition, land includes the surface of the earth together with all the subjacent and superjacent things of a physical nature, such as buildings, trees, and minerals, which means that the definition of land includes the earth's surface and everything permanently attached to it, even the airspace above the land. Land includes the structures and objects standing above it, the soil beneath the surface, the streams and ponds on the land, natural crops or the industrial growing crops. The industrial growing crops are crops that require annual production, for example, corn. The English maxim, quick quick platanter solo solo sedit, would therefore be applicable to land law. The maxim means that whatever is affixed to the soil belongs to the soil. Whatever is affixed to the land, or whatever grows on the land, or the buildings or permanent structures, becomes the property of the owner of the land. In Nigeria, it is presumed that the person who owns the land owns also whatever is part of the land. At this junction, it is important to note that the ownership of minerals in a land belongs to the federal government. Such is the reason why the federal government will buy such land which possesses mineral deposits like gold or crude oil. Section 18 of the Interpretation Act states that the land includes any building or any material attached to the earth or permanently fastened to anything so attached, but does not include minerals. This position is also supported in Section 1 of the Petroleum Act and Section 44, Subsection 3 of the 1999 Constitution as amended. Land is capable of being owned, bought, or sold, and it can be physically transferred from one person to another. Therefore, any contract of sale of land and conveyance of land must be evidenced in writing in order to prevent matters arising from the ownership or possession of such lands. Possession of land. Possession of land refers to the physical control a person has over a land. This could either be the physical possession or the actual possession. Possession of a land may be lawful or wrongful, where in the former there is a right of ownership to the land, while in the latter there is no right or grant to the use of the land. It is also called an adverse possession, where the occupier can use the land and occupy it. It has a definite duration where the title to the land has been proved. Adverse possession is protected by law where title has been proved by another person who is a rival claimant to the land. The right to possession is good against the whole world except the owner of the land. For where there is a rival claimant of the land, the title of the land will belong to the person who is able to show that it was the first person to enter into possession. Where the true owner is guilty of acquiescence or delay over the land, his title to the land will go into extinction. A squatter may therefore obtain possessory title where the owner of the land suffers a delay for 12 years or more without an action to recover his title where he had knowledge of the interference to his land. Therefore, a squatter will take over the land of an owner who slips over his rights to the land. Where the ownership of a land is in dispute, the law presumes the possessor as the owner till the contrary is proved. A person who is in possession of a land has both the physical control over a land and the intention to possess the land. We're also going to be examining prescription, which connotes the acquisition of title or right over property by long possession and use. The rationale for prescription is that the negligent omission of the owner to guard his or her property should be penalized by taking the property away from him or her and awarding it to a long-time possessor. So when you hear of prescription, it means that the owner has neglected the land for a long time, and the possessor who has been farming on the land or has built house on the land should take title to the land based on the owner's negligence. In order for prescription to apply, there are certain conditions which must be taken note of. That the first one is that the use of the land must be without force. The second, it must be without secrecy. And the third one, it must be without permission. Under prescription, the owner of the land loses ownership by operation of the law, and the possessor is automatically the owner of the property without need for any further act. Now we'll be examining ownership. Ownership is the most extensive right that a person can have with regard to property. An owner of a land has the absolute right over a property. The owner of the land has full or final right of alienation or disposition of his possession, which means that he can transfer or dispose of such land at his will without having to consult anyone else. The property begins with the owner and also ends with it. He has the right to reclaim the property from anyone who unlawfully withholds it, and he has the right also to resist any unlawful invasion of his property. There are therefore different ways of proving ownership, and this includes the proof by traditional history or evidences. Proofs of acts of ownership, such as renting the land or building of structures on it. We also have the proof of long possession and enjoyment of the land, and also the proof of document of title to the land. There is likewise the proof of possession of connected or adjacent land, where the owner is still the owner of the adjacent land to the land. According to Dias, the right of ownership consists of the benefits and burdens, where the burdens consist of claim, powers, and immunities, while there is the liability and disabilities, such as the limitations imposed by the planning of building and zoning law, the environmental laws, and other governmental regulations which may prescribe the use of the land by the owner. The landowner must therefore be conscious of the tortious acts that may occur in the exercise of his rights, which might encroach on the right of his neighbor to his own land. According to Park, the sources of Nigerian law include the English law, the customary law, the local legislations including our constitution, and the Nigerian case law or judicial precedent. Oputa JSC further confirms this in Folari and Drojaye 1988 1NWLR Part 70, page 351-364. What is customary law? Each territory in Nigeria possesses the indigenous system of land holding and use, which was the customary land tenure system. The customary land tenure system varied from locality to locality, and it regulated the interests existing on the land within the community. Customary law, based on its flexibility, changes its rules to reflect the societal development. It also derives its validity from its acceptance of the native community, and the proof of customary law may be through witnesses or historical books confirming the practices of the people of the community. Before customary law can be validly enforced, it must possess the validity test, which had the repugnancy test, the incompatibility test, and the public policy test, which means it must not be repugnant to natural justice, equity, and good conscience. It must not be incompatible with any law in force in Nigeria, and it must not be contrary to public policy. Customary law can receive judicial recognition or notice when such rules have been frequently applied by the court. We also have the received English law, and this consists of the common law doctrines, the principles of English land law, the doctrines of equity, and the statutes of general application. Based on Section 45 of the Interpretation Act, the common laws of England, the statutes of general application, and the doctrines of equity were received into the Nigerian legal system. This includes the Wills Act of 1837, the Fines and Recoveries Act of 1888. Also, there's Nigerian case law, judicial decisions and precedents generally form a source of land law, and they form a substantial form of case law. Local decisions would prevail over foreign decisions. Where there are conflicts, the decisions of a Nigerian court would prevail over the foreign decisions. English case law usually has its persuasive effect, however, it is not binding. We also have Nigerian legislation. There are diverse statutes which have been regulating the holding and use of land in Nigeria, and this includes the registration of titles law, land instrument regulation law 1963, acquisition of land by aliens law 1957, and also the land tenure law 1962. The land use decree number 6 of 1978 was promulgated and enacted under the military decree, and is one of the most important legislations affecting land in Nigeria. It has a nationwide coverage in its usage. Nigeria is gradually moving towards a unified system of land tenure based on the introduction and usage of the Land Use Act. The Constitution also, in Section 43, provides that the citizen has the right to acquire and own immovable property anywhere in Nigeria. This section of the Constitution allows citizens to possess and own land at any part of the country. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. In today's podcast, we have discussed the introduction to the Nigerian land law, the legal concepts of land, the major terminologies in land law, and the sources of the Nigerian land law. We trust that